The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Right now, we are facing some things in Kentucky that strike right at the heart of our Commonwealth. Some things so fundamentally different from what we've been that, if allowed, they will change the very heart of this state. I'm referring to things like casino gambling and the homosexual agenda. If they have their way, we will no longer be a Commonwealth where law is the highest authority. Man's will for pleasure will be lifted high above law as we've known it. Actually, we've been losing ground from the early 1900s until now. Those who want to shift us to a man-centered government have chipped away at Kentucky's foundation for many years. We are now at the crossroads of decision. Will we restore our original republic, or will we trust deceptive democracy? America's founders were afraid of democracies. They knew the truth about experiments with democracy in the past. They knew that all democracies are short-lived. In fact, John Adams is reported to have said, quote, "There's never been a democracy yet that didn't commit suicide." Those histories and the warnings of our founders are now ignored in an effort to deceive us into thinking man knows best how to operate government. America's founders believe God knew best about government and had revealed in the Bible that a republic was the safest government for man. They believed only destruction would result from trusting our own thoughts without using the Bible to judge those thoughts to see if they were right or wrong. The Scripture had said that man's heart was deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. As a result of the founders' work, America became the greatest nation in world history. Why would we want to trade the republic they gave us for a democracy? The term Commonwealth was chosen by Kentucky's founders for a very specific reason. Noah Webster, who wrote the first American dictionary, defined the word Commonwealth as a republic. Kentucky's founders created a Commonwealth or republic. They did not create a democracy. In Kentucky, right now, some legislators and the new governor are echoing what the casino gambling industry has planted in their minds. They're saying, let the people decide about whether casinos can come to Kentucky. But in that very statement is the violation for the Kentucky Constitution. Kentucky's Constitution has already forbidden casinos. That is why it will take a constitutional amendment to change that and allow them here. To be sure, Kentuckians have to ratify by their vote any change to our Constitution. But the people changing their Constitution by prescribed law is greatly different than the idea that we can just approve any measure by majority vote and that will become law. Kentucky's people have already spoken years ago about this evil of casino gambling. They put it in the highest law in this state, our Kentucky Constitution. When the governor and others yell, let the people decide, they would move us toward a democracy and away from the republic our founders gave us. They would place man's fallen will above the law of God and the Bible. And it's the Bible that our founders based our law on. Why would we want to change the greatest form of government the world has ever seen for that which is very temporary? A democracy, in other words. Why would we change a republic for a democracy? Do we want to destroy our children's future, their liberty? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.